Good afternoon. Today I'm convening the Tuesday, April 29th Audit Committee meeting in the Northwest Seaport Alliance. Present with me today are Commissioners Muhammad and Commissioner Keller. And we are starting at 3 p.m. Pacific. With that, I'm going to call, I'm going to ask for approval of the October 29th, 2024 committee meeting minutes. Do I have any objections? Forgive me, I'm having to toggle between screens here. So, Commissioner Keller or Commissioner Muhammad, any objections?
No objections.
No objections, but the time is 12:01.
So, what did I say? Three? I'm sorry, I'm on East Coast. 3 p.m. Eastern, coming to you live from Virginia Beach, Virginia right now. But yes, 12:01 Pacific. Sorry. Okay, with no objections, does that require a vote? I forget. Or just, it does, doesn't it? Yes. All right. All those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 Aye. All right. Unanimous passage of the minutes. What is next? Okay, next on the agenda, we have we go to presentations, and what did we decide that Moss Adams was going to go first? Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, I'm going to turn it over to you, Moss Adams. Get us started.
All right, good afternoon. I'm Olga Darlington, a partner on the audit engagement for the Northwest Seaport Alliance. Joining me today is Anna Waldron, senior manager on the engagement, and we'll share with you the results of 2024 financial statement audit. If we can advance to the next slide, I have a brief agenda. We'll cover the auditor reports that we issued based on the results of our audit. Quick highlight of areas of audit emphasis or risk areas in the audit that we focused on primarily. Some matters required to be communicated to those charged with governance, which is the Board of Commissioners, and some other communications from the auditors. The reports that we issued based on our audit are dated April 18th, 2028. The report on the financial statement for NWSA is an unmodified opinion, which is a clean opinion. We also issued a report on internal control over financial reporting. No findings or internal control issues noted in that report. In addition to that, we performed a compliance audit over federal awards expended by NWSA during 2024. There's a compliance report over major program and internal controls over compliance. Once again, no issues identified in that report. The report on schedule of expenditures award is the last one we issued, and that covers all of the federal expenditures reported by the port, as well as identifying the major program that we audited. Some of the audit areas, risk areas that we identified, internal control environment, very important, particularly under governmental auditing standards. We are required to assess the internal control environment for financial reporting and compliance purposes. The areas of internal controls we focused on were particularly capital assets and project management, cash receipts, cash disbursements, and administration of grant awards. One area that we do pay particular attention to in our audit is management estimates. This is an area where we rely on management's knowledge and understanding of accounting standards and knowledge of historic events to estimate balances that should be recorded at year end. Some of those estimates are allowances for doubtful accounts on receivables, legal contingencies, insurance recoveries, environmental liabilities, leases, compensated absences, and pension liabilities. Capital assets is a big area. There's always things going on with the capital projects in the NWSA. We did look into major project or selections of some of the larger projects that had cost accumulated throughout the year, making sure those cost additions are supported and accurate. The other big area is related party transactions. So transactions between the home ports and NWSA, including capital contributions and distributions back to the port, making sure those balances are accurately presented at the end of the year and throughout the year as well. So just a few areas highlighted here as some of the things that we focused on in our audit. Revenue recognition is another one, just making sure that any lease revenues or any operating revenues are recorded accurately. We do use some analytics and some information that's non-financial in that analytics to support the accuracy of recorded balances. And then we also consider collectibility of any receivable balances outstanding at year end. In the compliance audit over major or the federal awards, we identified one major program, and that was Port Infrastructure Development grant in the amount of $1.4 million. We tested all of the required compliance requirements, no issues identified there. As many of you are aware, there was a cyber event that occurred during 2024 in North Harbor, affecting its systems, which affected some reporting for NWSA. So we had to change and modify some of our control testing and some of our testing approach to address those issues, including evaluation of IT systems, as well as manual controls that were in place during the downtime. So we had to modify an audit approach for that. All right, and on the next slide, I'll have Anna follow up with some required communications. Anna?
Perfect. Thank you, Olga. So next couple of slides, just wanted to run through our required communications for those who are charged with governance of the financial statements for the NWSA. I'd like to start just by reminding the committee and management of their role in this process. Management is responsible for the preparation of the financial statements, as well as they take responsibility for those numbers that are reported. The committee oversees that process and provides governance for the financial statements. And as the independent third-party auditor, Moss Adams is coming in and performing audit test work over those numbers to be able to provide an opinion on whether we're aware of any material misstatement impacting those financial statements. Next slide, please. Handful of other required communications. Did want to let you know that we were able to perform our audit in accordance with the plan scope and timing that was communicated at the beginning of the engagement when we first met with the committee. Some kind of shifts in timeline as a result of the impacts of the cyber event, but overall able to still conclude and issue our reports prior to the end of April and this meeting with the committee. Want to call your attention to note one of the financial statements. That is where the significant accounting policies of the NWSA are disclosed. We review those disclosures, ensure there aren't any kind of changes year over year or inconsistencies in the policies, except for through the adoption of new accounting standards. We also review the financial statements in their entirety to ensure that the information is consistent, clear, and understandable for the users of the financial statements. Prior to issuing our auditor opinions, we do request certain representations from management, an assigned management representation letter, which can be made available to the committee upon request. And then just some good news that we did not encounter any disagreements with management or difficulties in being able to perform our audit procedures. Lots of discussion, lots of questions, work very closely with management, but nothing that would be considered a disagreement or would need to be reported to the committee. And next slide, please. There was one audit adjustment that was identified by our team while we were completing our testing. Want to highlight here that the the two accounts impacted are both accounts payable accounts, so no net impact to the statement of net positions or to the P&L, really just a reclassification between payables that are just regular trade payables and what is tagged as related party payables in the financial statements. So a shift of the payable amount into related party payables. But again, no net impact there. So just a reclassification that we identified. No consultations with other auditors or opinion shopping. We did not become aware of any illegal acts that would be needed to be reported to the committee. The part of our audit process, we also evaluate the organization's ability to continue as a going concern. No significant items there, nothing that required additional disclosure in the financial statements. And then we do also have a requirement to consider fraud in the financial statements. We meet with members of management and the executive team to discuss their views on the potential risk of fraud in the organization. We did not become aware of any fraud impacting the organization. Next slide. And then just wanted to take a minute to really acknowledge the management team that assisted us with our audit work. Going through an audit, even if the result is ultimately a clean opinion, does require a large amount of hours, a large amount of requests that our team are asking for. This is on top of their day job. So did just really want to call out our appreciation for the work of management and helping us get through our audit requests, always being responsive and prioritizing our requests to ensure that we're able to keep to our timeline. Again, a challenging year with some of the impacts of ERP system change and a cyber event, and just really appreciated management from both ports, keeping lines of communication open and working closely with us so that we could complete the audit. So just a big thank you there. Next slide. Team is consistent from prior year. Jose helps oversee the IT audit portion of our engagement, and then Olga and I oversee the overall financial statement audit and compliance audit. And I believe that's the end of our prepared remarks. So we'll pause here and just see if there's any questions from the committee.
All right, Commissioners Keller and Muhammad, any questions?
No questions, but thank you so much. It's always great to get a clean audit.
Also, thank you so much. Really appreciate all the work that you do. And can you talk a little bit about GASB and what you're doing with that? I know that you guys, several years ago when we switched over with you, you were kind of like premier in figuring out and staying on top of GASB. Can you tell us what's coming up and what we can expect?
Yes. So this year, there was one GASB that was implemented, and it's GASB 101. It related to accounting for compensated absences. It didn't really have a significant impact on the financial statements of NWSA, so we didn't highlight it as a big event, but there is additional disclosures in the footnote, just slightly modified to comply with that new statement. In the coming year, there will be a GASB 102, which relates to risk disclosures. There is additional GASB coming out, and GASB 103 on financial reporting, and GASB 104 on capital assets. And all of those are really additional disclosures as opposed to change in accounting for existing guidance. So we'll be working with management in looking into impact of those. I think the risk disclosures is probably going to be the more unusual one. The remaining ones are going to be very low key compared to some of the more recent GASBs that have been implemented. But we do have some training materials and other discussions with management on that coming up in the coming year.
So. Awesome. Thank you, Olga.
Any other questions?
Yeah, not a question so much as a comment. Speaking for staff, Don Kelly, accounting director and auditor. of the NWSA. I want to just acknowledge Olga and Anne and your entire teams for the great work during the audit and the coordination. There were a number of times in which we had to change the schedule related to the cyber event that we all know about. Your team was so nimble and so accommodating, and we appreciate that very much. I'd also like to acknowledge Lisa Lamb, Accounting and Financial Reporting Director of Port Seattle, and her entire team for their efforts and their cooperation and coordination with our team. As you know, the Alliance is really part Port of Seattle, part Port of Tacoma. So it's our two accounting teams. We work together throughout the year and then a significant amount during the end of the year to get through these audits and achieve success. So kudos to you, Lisa, and your team, and thank you so much for the cooperation. And there's too many people to acknowledge at the Port of Tacoma, quite frankly, but I'd be remiss if I don't mention specifically our accounting managers, Brian Lee and Ashley Novinger, who really carry the lion's share of this load during year end, as well as throughout the year, making sure we follow our processes and we have tight controls. So just want to acknowledge those folks. And with that, I'll yield that. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Lisa?
Yeah, I was going to, not really a question, but also a comment. I want to echo what Don said. Olga and Anna and Jose, thank you so much for you guys working on this year 2024 audit for Northwest SQL Alliance. It's definitely an unprecedented year. I thought we have seen so much stuff from COVID and other events, but the cyber attack really, I think, marked an utter experience on my career that we have never experienced before. And I'm glad that with many obstacles that we overcome, and thank you for your collaboration and patience with us on some of the information that it caused some delay than many other years, that we are always proud to be on time providing all the schedule, but this year experienced some delay. I'm so glad that we are not delayed too much on our Northwest SQL Alliance financials being completed. And again, to Don's comment, David, Don, and Brian, and your team, again, appreciate your partnership and support with us too, as you going through with us together, even though you're not over in the north side, but you definitely share our pain that I know. And I'm glad to see the ERP system upgrade went through for South Harbor as well.
Don.
Thank you. I did have one more thing. Really, I would like to invite Olga and or Anna, if you would like, to maybe mention a little bit of what's gone on with your firm recently, the big news that many of us have seen, and maybe share with the committee whether that will impact our future audits and how.
Yes, happy to address that. We did make an announcement last week that our firm is combining with another similar size firm, Baker Tilly. We will be completing the transaction effective June 3rd, and we'll be taking the name of Baker Tilly going forward. So anything in June and coming forward will be under a different firm name. Same people, though, same team serving both of the home ports as well as the Northwest Seaport Alliance. We're not expecting any changes. The firm of Baker Tilly is geographically quite different from ours. They're more present on the West Coast and the South, so not as much of a presence in Washington State. They do have a small office in Bellevue, but not serving the breadth of clients that we are. So we have very complementary practices and teams, so very excited about that news. Together, we will become a sixth largest firm in the United States, so quite a bit increasing in size. The firm of Baker Tilly will be accepting all of the contracts, existing contracts that Moss Adams has, and carry those forward. So we don't anticipate any changes in our service or contracting for the existing clients, other than more expanded capabilities for our clients to take advantage of.
Thanks. Thanks for the update. I was going to ask what next steps were. I imagine in terms of our particular audit, you're slated to do the one for 2025 as well?
That is correct. I believe we have 25 and 26 still for NWSA. I do have to check the contract. And so the only thing we'll have to do legally is do a contract assignment to change the name of Baker Tilly, because future reports will be issued under a different firm name. But all other terms of the contracts will remain the same.
Okay, thank you so much. Thanks for presenting today. And we're gonna move to our next presentation, the exit conference from the State Auditor's Office.
All right, I can go ahead and get started. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity for us to be here today to share the results of the New Northwest Seaport Alliance most recent audit. My name is Lorraine Nita, and I am one of the assistant audit managers on Team Tacoma. And joining with me today is Carolyn Seeberger, who is the audit lead who conducted your audit. Our audit managers, Sandra Grashong and Chris Ruiz, who was the supervisor on the audit, are unable to attend our meeting this afternoon. And before we get started, it's just important to note that our presentation we have prepared for you today represents an overall summary of our completed audit. And to supplement this presentation, just note that we do have provided a packet of information that also includes a copy of the audit report that will be issued. And while we do not plan to speak from the packet directly, just know that it's for reference where you can locate the results being shared within your packet. Next slide, please. One of the most important things about audits is their role to increase trust in your government. Our audits are able to do this because the public trusts the State Auditor's Office as an independent organization that provides transparent examinations of operations of both state and local governments. Another important role of audits is their ability to identify areas where efficiency can be improved and where you can be more effective in complying with requirements. Audits can also tell you where you're already working effectively and efficiently. And so our goal today is just to make sure you understand the results of your audit and answer any questions you might have. Next slide, please. And now I'll hand it off to Carolyn to continue.
Hello, everyone. For the accountability audit results, in selecting specific areas for further review, we conducted a number of planning procedures that incorporated reviewing the meeting minutes of the governing body for the period, analyzing trends in financial data, including payroll and vendor information, conducting risk assessments with several key staff and the governing body members, and more procedures. We utilized a risk-based approach to select areas for further testing based on those planning procedures. Included on this slide are the areas that we identified for further testing in our audit. While we are prepared to discuss each area with you today, we have selected a few areas that we'd like to highlight for you today. We did one of the areas is self-insurance with the health and welfare unemployment compensation and workers' compensation. We also did some with payroll. We looked at gross wages, the electronic fund transfers, and if there were any bonus and incentive payments. And a third area we looked at to touch on briefly is the financial condition. We reviewed for indicators of financial distress. And you can go on to the next slide, please. All right. For the Alliance, we conducted the accountability audit that actually covered a period from January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2023. So a 3-year accountability audit. This is not usually what happens with the Alliance, but that was our period that we audited all 3 years. The purpose of an accountability audit is to ascertain whether the Alliance complied with state laws, regulations, contracts, grant agreements, and its own policies and procedures. In addition, these audits look at whether, in general, the Alliance had the adequate controls to safeguard of public funds. And then you can see under the heading Results in Brief that we found that the Alliance's operations complied in all material respects with applicable state laws, regulations, and own policies. And there were
provided adequate controls over the safeguarding of public resources.
Go on to next slide, please.
All right, so for some related audit work, we conducted a review of the independent CPA firm financial audit for each of the years, January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2023. We do this annually and present the audit results during our accountability audit exit conference, which is like what we're doing today. So being that it was a three-year accountability audit, we actually did this review each year, but presenting it today for this exit conference. And if can you go ahead and go on to the next slide, and we'll talk about the results. Okay, what we did a little bit about the work that we did of other auditors that we reviewed. So we reviewed the financial statement audit work that was provided or performed by Moss Adams. We did not find anything about their work that caused concern about its quality. There were no limitations that restricted our analysis of the other audit. We did not notice any instance in which material misstatement of the financial statements has or may have resulted from fraud or suspected fraud. Are there any questions about the work of other auditors before we go on to the next slide?
Any questions, commissioners?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. So for some closing remarks. Now that we have shared the results of the Alliance's fiscal year 21 through 23 accountability audit, we do have a few closing remarks to bring to your attention to conclude our presentation. First, we're pleased to report that the cost of our engagement is expected to be within the estimate previously provided. We thank the port for its timely responses to the audit requests, which allowed our audit to progress efficiently and remain within budget. In addition, we have included information on the Alliance's next audit, and the next audit will cover accountability to public resources for the period of January 1st, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. And we have included a cost estimate in your for your budgetary needs in our exit packet. And you go on to the next slide. So for the report publication, we expect that the Alliance's report will be published on our website within the next 1 to 2 weeks. If you have not already, you can sign up and receive emails that notifies you when the report is released, as well as other news articles, alerts, including resources of our office that our office publishes. Please note that in the past, as a courtesy, this email included a link to the report on our website and also may have attached the final report as a PDF. We have changed this practice in our continuing effort to clearly communicate with you while following cybersecurity best practices by avoiding extra links and attachments. Our new correspondents will notify you when our reports are released and provide helpful instructions on how to locate your government's audit report on our website. In addition, we will also be sending you a customer service survey. We encourage you, as well as anyone else that participated in the audit, to complete this survey, as all feedback is helpful in improving our services and knowing how we can better meet your needs. Please feel free to forward the survey to anyone that you believe might like to share feedback on our services. Okay, go on the next slide, please. All right. So local governments are fast becoming attractive targets for cyber criminals because of the vast amounts of sensitive data that they maintain about employees, infrastructure, and their residents. To keep pace with the constantly evolving threats and tactics, it's essential that you understand how to minimize your government's risk of attack. That's why SEO Center for Government Innovation newest service with the cyber checkups, a part of our Be Cyber Smart program, was developed. These checkups provide fast, free, and independent assessment of your government's vulnerability to common threats, along with actionable steps you can take to improve your overall cyber health. The center's checkups draw on the framework developed by the Center for Internet Security in its Critical Security Controls version 8.0. The CIS controls developed by a consortium of private companies, government agencies, and universities. There are a list of highly effective defensive actions organizations can take to improve the cybersecurity. And we can go on to the next slide. The center also helps you respond to recommendations in your audit and keep up with the changes to state law and accounting standards regulations. The center provides free resource database on SAO's website that offers best practices and checklists to help you strengthen your government's internal controls and monitoring. The library includes guides on all the significant financial processes, including cash receipting, payroll, accounts payable, and receivable and capital assets. It also has resources if you want to dig deeper into known compliance problem areas like bid law, Open Public Meetings Act, travel, and use of credit cards. We also have a variety of resources to help local governments respond to the ever-evolving cybersecurity threats. We know that trying to sort through the information that's available can be time-consuming and anxiety-provoking. That's why we've created a place for local governments to start. Let me go on to the next slide. All right, so before we wrap up the presentation today, we would like to thank the Alliance of Staff for their assistance and cooperation during our audit. Specifically, we would like to extend our appreciation to Don Kelly and Ashley Novinger and their teams, because they were very quick and timely responses to our questions and any requests that we may have made throughout the audit. And we go on to the next slide. All right, this concludes our presentation on the fiscal year 21 through 23 audit results. We thank everyone for your time today and for your participation in the meeting. And at this point, we would like to open it up for any last comments or questions.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Lorraine. Commissioners Keller and Mohammed, any questions?
I'd like to, first of all, thank our staff for the great work that they did. And thank you also for the SAO staff for helping us make sure that we are using public resources in the best possible fashion and being accountable to that. I know that all of my fellow commissioners, as well as our staff, are very concerned about that and wanting to make sure that is open and available to our public, that we are doing the very best that we can with public resources. So thank you so much for all the work you do with all the different agencies. Really appreciate it.
Commissioner Mahal?
Yeah, I also echo those same sentiments as Commissioner Keller, and also want to say thank you for creating new tools to help us get ahead of cyber attacks. That's really wonderful. This is an area that all governments are struggling with, and you all providing some guidance and some new tools is really helpful. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you to our staff as well.
Well, excellent. Great to have a couple of clean audits meeting today. And truly thank you to everyone involved in all of them. I will turn it over to Don for comment.
Thank you, Commissioner Calkins. And just one more acknowledgement. I want to say thank you to everyone involved in the accountability audit. This was a big one. It was covered 3 years, which is highly unusual. So it was a ton of work. But I really want to make sure we all understand that, you know, the accountability audit is a little different than a financial audit. Financial audit is really the grading of our accounting team and how they do. The accountability audit is really a grade for the whole organization. So I want to acknowledge all of you as leaders. It's the tone that you set in leadership for the two organizations and the culture that you've created of doing the right thing and always following the statutes and the rules and the procedures. And it's the disciplines built into the organizations that enable us to be successful with the compliance. So I just want to acknowledge that and thank you for your leadership in that area. Also acknowledge Lisa and her team. Again, the Alliance is really made up of our two ports and our two separate teams that work hard together. So thank you very much, Lisa. And if there are no other questions, I think we're done with our presentations at this point. So I'll hand it back, but I believe there was one topic that the committee wanted to discuss.
Commissioner,
is that correct?
That's correct.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So Commissioner Calkins, when you're ready, I'd like to be able to, you know, bring this up to the committee, just one other topic.
Great. I think we've completed our presentations for the day, so we can move on to other business. Thank you again to everyone who joined us today. You're welcome to stay on if you'd like. It's a public meeting. but you can also depart if you're moving on to your next bit of work, I'm sure. Commissioner Keller, go ahead.
Great, thank you so much. And this was brought up, a while ago, a couple of years ago, and it has to do with Terminal 5, and it's about lessons learned and how do we move forward. And we've had several commissioners who have asked for an audit, both financial and project-wise. So I want to talk about it a little bit before I end up creating a motion for this committee. And anything that comes out of this committee obviously has to go to the managing members for approval. So I just want to, I understand that and I get that. And but I think that we've talked about, we've had commissioners talking about cost overruns and some of the issues with regard to projects. I think that there's a piece of it that's both finance and the other part of it.
Unknown participant is now joining.
And then the other part of it is basically the engineering piece of that. How can we do a better job moving forward with any project, whether it be in the North or the South Harbor? And so my question, because of other commissioners asking for that, would be for this organization or this committee to kind of discuss how we want to approach this. And then the second thing is that what would we want to ask of staff in terms of preparation for a potential third party consultant to come in and to take a look at what happened and then present, any monies expended would have to be presented to the managing members. So Juliet, you have your hand up. So you have a question or?
I apologize. I just wanted to confirm quorum. I'm not seeing Commissioner Mohammed on anymore.
I am on.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
Okay. But I did move from being online. There's something going on with the internet here. So I joined via phone.
Well, you're coming in loud and clear. So we're good.
Deanna, can I
jump into the conversation? So,
of course.
I like the idea of it. You mentioned a sort of external expert, and I think you and I have spoken about this in the past, but when we were examining the International Arrivals Facility, maybe two-thirds or three-quarters of the way done, and I already identified the budget and the timeline had both significantly slipped. We engaged a group, I think we called it an executive review panel, maybe an executive board. Aaron may fix my acronym here, but and that had turned out to be a very useful mechanism or vehicle for a couple of things. One is it provided exactly what you said, external expertise that is very specific to that type of project, which, it's not necessarily true that our internal audit capabilities would have the very specific expertise that we need to really dig into, where things went sideways. And so I like that idea for that reason. And I also like there's a little bit more flexibility in something like this where, as opposed to, a more formal audit structure, borrowed from other mechanisms. And so I think I'd be more interested in something like that, where we set up a contract for an external review. We provided some guidelines, but also allowed for a little bit of flexibility to, go where the evidence leads, so to speak.
Yeah. And I think this was a huge project, and we need to acknowledge that, for the Northwest Seaport Alliance as two managing partners that started out in 2015, it would be a great opportunity for us to examine this and to figure out how moving forward that we can do a better job and make sure that we are accountable to both of our constituents, being Pierce County and King County together, and showing that, in good faith, we're making sure that
you know, if there were cost overruns or there have been other issues, how do we move forward in a better fashion and as an organization? So I'd be up for, I've talked with Dana a little bit about this, about some, definitive language on this, but I don't think that there's, I think this needs to be an audit committee language as to what we would recommend to staff, you know, in terms of, we'd like to have you examine this and then potentially go to managing members, maybe for instance, in June with a recommendation. I don't want to create more work for everybody, but I also want to give us the time that we can really do a super good job of presenting this to the managing members moving forward in an expedient, but not, you know, like haphazard way. So,
I want to ask Dana about timing on, I know that there's been some legal wrangling over this very issue, and mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that our timing on any kind of public conversation around this is propitious as well. So Dana, maybe you could speak to that.
That's why I haven't given up. Good timing, Mr. Calkins. We have resolved our dispute with the general contractor at Terminal 5, so we probably should have led off this conversation with that. You're getting your public packets today for the managing members meeting, and in that is a recommendation for that settlement. We do have a binding commitment from Orion at a dollar figure that's subject to managing members' approval. So as you look at this, I think sort of the risk with the general contractor is closed. And in theory, you all will look at and hopefully approve the settlement that we're recommending next week at the managing members meeting. I also just want to note that that resolution with Orion is within the scope of the program budget. So it is not requesting any new funds. It's within sort of what had previously been contemplated.
Okay.
So we had previously held off and encouraged you all to hold off on any project audit or financial audit of Terminal 5 until we had resolved with Orion. Now that we have resolved with Orion, I think the timing is fine to proceed.
So, Deanna, maybe as a kind of moving forward, I like the idea of the audit committee making a recommendation to the co-chairs for inclusion on the full meeting agenda. And if you're comfortable with at least examining the model that we use for the ERP at the International Arrivals Facility, we kind of use that as a template to get started, if you're comfortable with that.
I'm comfortable with that. Yeah.
Great.
I know we've talked about that, and I think that there's always a better way to build a mousetrap, right?
And I mean, obviously we'll want to take that and then kind of as a template, not word for word, but then customize it to the particulars of this instance. And obviously the fact of it being a Seaport Alliance project, you know, but there being the two managing members is going to create unique needs to examine in this too. But Aaron, can you provide us with some support on that, digging up the, or finding somebody who can dig up the documents for when we put together the ERP?
Yeah, and I do believe there is one even that, yes, I can provide sort of the documents, provide sort of what the structure was. And I think we've actually done it twice. We also did it with the Maritime Capital Delivery around the time of the T5 project, just after, I think. And so we'll have some pretty current stuff we could provide and sort of what that looked like for commissioners to review.
Great.
So I think Ryan, go ahead.
Yes.
No, Commissioner Keller, go ahead and finish go ahead and ask your question.
My question was basically, do we need to have another audit committee meeting to ask staff to do things for us, or can we feel comfortable enough to have staff put together information for, say, the June managing member meeting or to go to the co-chairs? I don't want to create additional work or an additional time. Time is precious and important, too, but if we can get enough direction here to give to then managing members and give enough time for staff, That's my question. Nice cat there, Don.
Very good.
Thank you.
Little visitor. I would feel comfortable with a conversation over email in drafting this thing. There's, you know, we're not going to create a quorum issue if it's just two of us on each side. Dana?
Except that you are a committee, and a quorum of this committee acts in open session. So I don't recommend an email approach. We could push out information to you all, and we could set another like half hour call for you guys to.
I think that's what we should do then. I think we should get some information in front of us, and then, you know, do a maybe schedule a 45-minute phone call towards the end of this month, so that we can have any discussion with sufficient time for adjustments to be made before documents need to be published for the June meeting.
If it would be helpful for the committee, later today I have a call with the expert we were going to use in the Iran litigation, who was going to, you know, sort of be identifying issues and various key decisions and money pieces that we were going to be using in that litigation. I can ask him about what a scope would look like and what a pricing would look like. So you all had a different, you know, a couple of data points to work with.
Yeah, that sounds great.
So just for clarity to staff, I think I heard June timeframe, this committee coming back together, or is June when you'd like to go to the managing members?
Yeah, June would be to present to them. So middle to late this month, we'd need to get a meeting of this committee on the calendar.
Commissioner Culkins and Commissioner Keller, I thought that there had already been some review and learnings that were conducted by under John and Steve Metrics, that they already have asked staff to do some reviewing and that there has already been some learnings. If that process has been completed, I would think that we would want some sort of report out on that and what they've done so far and what they've learned so far before we move forward with saying that we want an outside consultant to audit the whole thing.
Dana, are you aware of any?
I know there were some discussions about project delivery in general. I don't think it was specific to Terminal 5, in part because of that pending litigation. But I wasn't in on those conversations, so I can't speak for sure.
I just would want to check with John and Steve before we move forward. Because I was under that impression. I don't know. Is Aaron Pritchard on?
He is, yeah.
Aaron, any thoughts? That's what I thought. I thought they were meeting and discussing, and that there's already some information that should come to commissioners.
Yeah, I think, you know, I know that John and Steve met probably two or three times, and Steve met with other staff as well, met Commissioner or Executive Director Metric, because we had done sort of post T5 timeframe, an executive review panel that looked at all of our maritime capital delivery processes from the Port of Seattle side. And we made process improvements around that. And that was presented to Wolf, sort of like to show how we had changed, how we had made changes within our own organization to better support future outcomes. One of the elements that I think has been worked on at a staff level have been more of the improvements in the how the relationship for the owner of a project, NWSA in the T5 example, and the capital project delivery team that would be Port of Seattle in terms of T5. So because those are different relationships between how Tacoma works, they're more integrated, and how Seattle works, that maybe that element has had a staff level improvements to try to say, how do we better communicate when there's an owner of the project and the capital delivery, because that was identified, in my understanding, as one of the key weaknesses in the delivery on T5. And so whether that, you know, Commissioner Keller has elevated up to commissioners at all, I think you're right in saying you haven't received much feedback on that front. But I think that's a worthwhile to sort of say, framing up and sort of an answer to your question on that front. Does that, not or even not an answer, but at least framing up the questions that have been asked so that you can be aware of the context of what staff have done, what the executive have done, and then whether or not that meets some of your questions.
Sorry, Commissioner Keller. I was just going to say, my understanding was that there were some process changes based off of some of those discussions that happened that even gives the Alliance a little more control over these types of projects. So I'm in support of what you're asking for, Commissioner Keller. I'm just saying that I would like to just get an update on where we're at with the discussions and the reviews that have happened so far before we take the next step.
Thank you. And Commissioner Calkins, if I can kind of answer to that. And that's a fair point. And however, I don't think it really closes the loop in terms of the Northwest Seaport Alliance and how we move forward to other projects and making sure that we're held accountable by both constituencies, you know, Pierce County and King County, and with John Wolf as being our CEO. But still yet also acknowledging the fact that we have property owners, King County, Pierce County, and either harbor, making sure that that's also attended to. So I think that there's a process procedure piece that kind of lands in the audit committee's lap as a recommendation to the rest of the managing members. Hey, we need to take a look at this. How can we move forward and make sure that there's accountability with both constituencies? And I think that Commissioner Calkins and I talked about it with regard to the international arrival facility and other things that have happened where audits have been taken forward and conversations being happening. We've never really done that before with the Northwest Seaport Alliance. And I think that, and if you're comfortable with this, Commissioner Muhammad, I think that we can fold that into the staff conversation that can be reported back to this audit committee so that we get that information and then move forward as you're suggesting to the managing members. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Okay.
So I think framing the follow-up meeting as a bit of a scoping meeting where we clarify exactly what we want to get out of an external review, and even the nature of the reviewer. Are we talking about auditors? Or are we talking about subject matter experts? You know, we're talking about lawyers. I think we need to answer that question. And I think, and again, going back to the examples we've had in the recent past, I think we can get, there's a lot of wisdom and experience there that we can draw in. And so then at that scoping meeting, if we've had an opportunity to look at those as templates ahead of time, and then also to get a bit of a report out from the executives on, you know, what questions they've already asked, what conclusions they've already come to, then that may help us to define a scope that is a little bit narrower and covering the areas that we haven't already covered. Does that work for you, Commissioner Keller?
Yes, it sounds great. I just want to make sure that, again, you know, this is the accountability piece of financial resources and all of that. That's within our purview here. And this is a perfect example of how do we do a better job with providing best services to our communities.
Okay, terrific. Sounds like we got marching orders. So maybe shoot for around the third week of May, we try to get something on the calendar for the four of us. Go ahead.
There's no objections for me, but since that discussion is going to be more of a scoping discussion, I just also wanted to bring up the fact that I also have been asked, and I've been talking to John about the possibility of if we can gain some understanding or access to an independent third-party auditor of Homeport leases. It's my understanding that some of these leases still predate the alliance. And because of that, there's been some questions that have come up. And so I can put my request in formal writing as well, but I think it's in the same spirit of what Commissioner Keller is asking. And
an entirely separate topic, but you're very much in the same spirit and values as Commissioner Keller is discussing.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, there might be another place. Commissioner Calkins, you can review it and decide as chair what's best, but I just wanted to bring that up too. But okay. If you decide it's best for the next meeting or the following, I'll let you handle it.
Okay. All right. Is there any other business to address at today's meeting? Okay, barring none, and with no objection, I am going to adjourn the meeting at 12:56 Pacific time. And I'm really hungry for my late afternoon snack, so I got to get going.
Thank you all
for a great meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.